Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends. Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082. Thank you.
Hello, everybody. This is John Yule with Swing Time here on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. Thank you for joining us. I'm so glad you have done, and I really do hope you're nice and warm inside on a day like today, rather more than listening to us as you go around your business. But either way, we hope the music will warm you up somewhat. The meeting of pianist Kenny Barron and multi-reed player Greg Abbati on their double CD Magic Dance, the music of Kenny Barron, got us underway this week. The recording was made at the Van Gelder Studios in Edgewood Cliffs, where else, and released in 2021. Greg playing both alto and baritone on the track there, which was called And Then Again. Needless to say, it was a Kenny Barron composition. And we also heard from Desiree Douglas on bass and on drums, Jonathan Blake. Pick Yourself Up was first composed by Jerome Kern and Dorothy Fields for the 1936 film Swing Time. Most performances take the number at a fast pace, unless that is you are Nat King Cole, or as in this case, Diana Krall. This comes from Diana's album When I Look in Your Eyes from the Avatar Studios in New York City in 1999. The quartet is made up of the usual suspects: Diana on piano and vocals, Russell Malone on guitar, John Clayton on bass, Jeff Hamilton on drums. But credits galore on this track. The orchestral arrangement comes from Johnny Mandel and John Clayton. The quartet instruments, or arrangements rather, well, they were done by Diana Krall and John Clayton, and the conductor is Eddie Carman. Pick Yourself Up from Diana Krall.
Nothing's impossible I have found, for when my chin is on the ground, I pick myself up, dust myself off, start all over again. Don't lose your confidence if you slip, be grateful for a pleasant trip, and pick yourself up, dust yourself off, and start all over again. Work like a soul inspired till the battle of the day is won. You may be sick and tired, but you'll be a man, my son. Don't you remember the famous man who had to fall to rise again? They pick themselves up, dust themselves off, and start it all over again.
On Swing Time on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM, Diana Krall and Pick Yourself Up. Another offering now from the new album from drummer Brandon Sanders. This was recorded, the album, at the Bunker Studios in Brooklyn last year in March and May. Brandon's album is called Lasting Impressions. ¶¶ Brandon Sanders with his own composition, which is the title track to his new album, Lasting Impressions. With Brandon on drums, we heard from Stacey Dillard on tenor, Warren Wolfe on vibes, Eric Scott Reed on piano, and Eric Wheeler on bass. You can expect to hear a few more tracks from that album in the next few weeks. It's nicely varied, nicely balanced, and very broadcastable. Vibraphonist Gary Burton on his album For Hamp, Red, Bags and Cal paid tribute to Lionel Hampton, Red Novo, Milt Jackson and Carl Jader. And from this album I've selected Midnight Sun, so no prizes for guessing which one of the four mentioned is being honoured here. A composition by Lionel Hampton along with Johnny Mercer and Johnny Burke. Legend has it that Johnny Mercer wrote the lyrics while he was listening to the melody in his car and then went immediately to the station to find out who'd written the melody. And this album was released by Concord Records in 2001. Gary Burton on vibes, of course, Christian McBride on bass, Milgrew Muller on piano and Lewis Nash on drums. This is Gary Burton's version of Midnight Sun. Thank you. Gary Burton playing tribute to Lionel Hampton. A few weeks ago, I played a recording of Maxine Sullivan singing possibly the last song ever written by Julie Stein. Here she sings one of the last songs written by Burton Lane. This is a track called Where Have I Seen Your Face Before? The lyrics were written by Burton Lane. His longtime collaborator, Yip Harburg, provided the melody for us. The track was actually written about a year before the death of Yip Harburg. It comes from an album called The Ladies in Love With You. Maxine Sullivan sings the music of Burton Lane, which was recorded in May and June of 1985 in New York. We are going to also hear, whilst we're on this album, I Hear Music, which was a composition by Burton Lane and Frank Lesser for the 1940 film Dancing on a Dime. Keith Ingram is on the piano. On guitar is someone we had at the Lescar about 20 years ago, Chris Florey. And on bass, Paul Flanagan. On vocal, needless to say, Maxine Sullivan.
Where have I seen your face before? Where did your eyes meet mine? Was it in time or space before, or on some Valentine? Where did we greet the dawn before? Once when the world was fair. Was it in Glaucomora, or perhaps in Berkeley Square? Maybe in a thousand years, someday, in some garden, I will look at you this way and say, beg your pardon. Where have I seen your face before? Lighting my way to grace. How did I face the world before? Before I saw your face. Not that I'm a Punchinello, just an optimistic fellow with a lot of very mellow music in my soul. Not that I'm a Pollyanna, shouting out aloud, Hosanna, It's my singing heart I can't control. I hear music, my divine music, the murmur of a morning breeze up there, the rattle of the milkman on the stair. Sure, that's music, my divine music, the singing of a sparrow in the sky, the perking of the coffee right nearby. There's my favorite melody, you my angel phoning me. I hear music, mighty fine music, and anytime I think my world is wrong, I get me out of bed and sing this song.
Known to describe vocalists who record albums paying tribute to other vocalists as being unimaginative. So here's an album where a saxophonist pays tribute to a vocalist. Joe Lovano celebrates Sinatra, recorded at the Clinton Studios in New York City in June 1996. Joe is on tenor. On piano is the excellent Kenny Werner, who I really enjoyed a performance from when he played in San Francisco with Toots Thielemann in a concert I attended there. George Mass is on bass and Al Foster is on drums. This is one of the very few songs that Frank Sinatra had a hand in writing. He actually provided the lyric to the music of Sol Parker and Hank Sanicola, when I can say it, who was Frank's personal manager for quite a long time. It goes back to the days when Sinatra was the vocalist with the Tommy Dorsey Orchestra. This Love of Mine.
Thank you.
That was Joe Lovano and This Heart of Mine on Springtime on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM with me, John Yule, with Martel Coates ready to take over from me. We're going to swap seats at the top of the hour. Time for the gig guide now. We are beginning at the Lescar tomorrow evening, Wednesday the 4th, and if I'm pronouncing this properly, and I'm probably not, the band is called De Sasgordian. A quartet with a wide range of influences, led by bass player Hugh V. Williams, and featuring two guitarists, Mike DeSouza and Billy Marrows, along with drummer Jay Davis. The Big Swing at Cabana is due to restart on their new night of Thursday this week. I've no details as we speak. If I can find something out before the end of the show, I'll let you know. On to Sheffield Jazz at Crook Social Club. This will be on Friday night at 8 p.m. The Donovan Hafner Quartet will be featured. Saxophonist Donovan Hafner was the winner of the 2025 Jazz Newcomer at the Parliamentary Awards ceremony, and he'll be appearing with Laurie Rich on piano, Harry Pierce and Jack Thomas on drums. And an early heads up for next week, when our old friend Nicola Farnan will be touring Nottinghamshire and appearing at Worksop Library next Tuesday the 10th. The Lynn Ariel Trio now. Lynn Ariel on piano, Alan Neer on bass, Lunas Saita on drums, and this is from their excellent album Being Human, a collection of Lynn's own compositions depicting different human emotions. It was recorded at the Samurai Hotel Studio in Astoria, New York, on the dates of the 27th and 28th of July 2023. The Lynn Ariel Trio then, and this selection is called Faith. Thank you. And we can now confirm that on the first of the Thursday Big Swing sessions at Cabanas this week, the band will be led by the young pianist and singer Charlie Ludlam. Stephen Fifekey and Bijou Watson present a big band setting for an album called The Generation Gap Orchestra, which was released in 2022. That's on the turntable or the CD player now. And we're going to hear a track called Inner Urge, which was composed by Joe Henderson. Solos coming up from Alex Tarantino on alto and Lauren Sevian on the baritone. There's also a drum solo from Ulysses Owens Jr. Inner Urge from the Generation Gap Orchestra.
Thank you.
Kurt Elling now, so playing a vocal for the Generation Gap Orchestra from the same album. This is a number which I think suits him very well indeed, although it is quite an often recorded number. It's Sting's composition, Until. And featured on piano here is the arranger of all the tracks on the album, and that's Stephen Fifke. This is the first hour of Swing Time on Sheffield Live, which is nearly completed now. Michael Coates is ready to take over from me, as I said, at the top of the hour.
Thank you. impossibly still, with a million dreams to fulfill, and a matter of moments until the dancing ends. Here in your arms, where everything seems to be clear, not a solitary thing do I fear. Saddled up the moon, then we would ride until the stars grew dim, until the time that blind stands still, until.